Dr. Schneer dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry. Beverly Ricks, this goes to Dr. Tai. On 2/27/24, Mrs. Ricks performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Patient had an improved effort after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 8/31/17, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, normal study, showing no significant change. Next, 12-lead EKG, a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 2/27/24, Mrs. Williams performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/12/23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Alan Davies. This goes to Tori Asbury. In 2/27/24, Mrs. Davies performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes. Period, there was no improvement after bronchodilators. And when compared to a prior study dated 11/28/23, there's been no significant change. Period, a paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Laurel Bryce, BRICE. This goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA. On 2/27/24, Mrs. Bryce performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Laura Bryce, same patient. This goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA. On 2/27/24, Mrs. Bryce performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99% period. Patient walked 488 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Revelle. On 2/27/24, Mr. Rowland performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/28/23, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on D. Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D. This goes to Dr. Cummings and Dr. Kantos. On 2/27/24, Mrs. Rowland performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was either a good response or an improved effort, leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction period. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 9/28/23, there's been improvement in both flow rates and forced vital capacity period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Carol Shouse, S-H-O-U-S-E. This goes to Dawn Young, comma, D-O, on 2/27/24. Mrs. Shouse performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. There's no prior studies period. The paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. With a slight improvement after bronchodilators period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Valerie Thompson. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 2/27/24, Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. It was a slight improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/29/23, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas, I'll spell the last name, REPCZYNSKI. This goes to the VA. On 2/27/24, Mr. Ripchinski performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the release of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/15/23, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you.